Have you switched to self-ligating brackets yet? Many orthodontists now use self-ligating brackets routinely. Although there are several reasons that clinicians use self-ligating brackets, one common that's often heard is that patients have less discomfort with the self-ligating brackets compared to conventional brackets, especially during initial alignment of the teeth. But is that really true? A study published in the January 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist looked at that research question. I think you'll appreciate learning the answer to this question. The title of the article is Pain Experience During Initial Alignment with a Self-Ligating and a Conventional Fixed Orthodontic Appliance System. This randomized controlled clinical trial was co-authored by Drs. Fleming and DiBiase from the orthodontic department at Royal London Hospital in England. The purpose of this study was to test whether any significant difference in pain and discomfort experience could be found during initial alignment with a self-ligating bracket system compared to a conventional pre-adjusted edgewise bracket system. In addition, a second purpose was to determine if placement of a rectangular wire into the bracket slot was more painful with one or the other of these brackets. In order to gather this information, the authors randomly allocated a group of 46 patients to either a conventional bracket system or a self-ligating bracket system. The sample ranged in age from 11 to 21 years. Brackets were placed on all teeth from first molar to first molar in both arches. After bracket placement, a 16/1000 nickel titanium arch wire was placed in the brackets. Then these subjects were given a response sheet that asked them to rate their tooth pain using a visual analog scale over a period of 1 week. The assessments were made at 4 hours, 24 hours, 72 hours, and finally at 7 days. In addition, at some later time during the treatment, when rectangular wires were introduced into each of these patients, the subjects were again asked if this was painful using the visual analog scale. So you see, the authors could compare the self-ligating and the conventional brackets using this test. What did these authors find? Question number one. Which of the appliance systems produced the least pain during the first week of initial alignment? And the answer to that question is no difference. That's correct. The pain response from these subjects showed that there was no statistically significant difference in the interpretation of pain from the group that had the conventional bracket or the self-ligating bracket. Question number two. Which sample had the greatest discomfort when an edgewise wire was inserted or removed? The self-ligating bracket produced more painful responses in these subjects. Isn't that interesting? You know, advertisements for self-ligating brackets suggest that pain is reduced during initial alignment and that this continues throughout treatment. Apparently, this might not be true. In this randomized, prospective clinical trial, the pain during initial alignment did not differ between conventional and self-ligating brackets. In fact, the self-ligating bracket produced greater discomfort when rectangular wires were inserted or removed. So if you're interested in reviewing this study comparing tooth pain with conventional and self-ligating brackets, you can find it in the January 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.